Chapter 7, A Growing Engagement. Aspects of the storying approach are still under development, and orality is still a relatively young academic discipline. Even so, there is enough confidence in the effectiveness of oral approaches to making disciples that reputable organizations are investing resources in an ever-growing engagement of the approach. Following are several examples reflecting this growing movement. The International Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention, or IMB, the largest denominational international mission agency, is heavily engaged in this approach. IMB has hundreds of field teams using storying as a primary strategy in dozens of countries. In Suriname, a storying strategy in one people group enabled Christianity to spread from a handful of known believers to the point of having believers living in every village in that people group in less than 5 years. Most villages also have a house church. Scripture in Use, SIU, and local partners such as Bihar Outreach Network in India and many others around the globe have trained over 7,000 grassroots workers in 50 countries in communication bridges to oral cultures. This short course equips non-Western workers to understand their own oral cultures and to develop scripture storying skills and strategies such as storytelling drama, cultural adaptations of scripture in song, memorization, and recitation. SIU focuses on mentoring other agencies through the process of adopting oral methods into their missions programs in order to address orality and the needs of oral cultures within their regions of influence. In one area, 75 churches have been planted with 1,450 believers. In another area, 30 churches were planted in 2 years. And in another difficult area, 22 churches were planted in 3 years. Over the past 6 years, an alliance of international agencies which has come to be known as the International Orality Network, or ION, has sponsored consultations aimed at sharing insights and experiences in orality and storying and promoting the approach. Sponsoring agencies are Campus Crusade for Christ, Faith Comes by Hearing, IMB, God's Story, Progressive Vision, Scripture in Use, Wycliffe International, Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, and Transworld Radio, or TWR. Table 71, a partnership growing out of Amsterdam 2000, involving the leadership of Campus Crusade for Christ, Discipling a Whole Nation, or DAWN, IMB, World Teach, Wycliffe, and YWAM, Youth with a Mission, has adopted chronological Bible storying as a primary strategy of cooperative efforts. In 2002, Progressive Vision produced Following Jesus, Making Disciples of Oral Learners, an orally-based discipleship resource. Following Jesus models the practice of identifying biblical truth that should be taught, inquiring how the people group would perceive that truth through their worldview, and then selecting biblical stories that could be used to teach that truth in light of that worldview. It consists of 7 modules of 53 audio CDs that teach how to communicate to oral learners. The modules give the format and tell over 400 Bible stories that enable the oral learner to go from being a new Christian to becoming a senior pastor or cross-cultural missionary without having to read. One story, a partnership founded by Campus Crusade for Christ, IMB, Wycliffe, and YWAM, and joined by Transworld Radio, is engaging a storying approach among unreached peoples. One Story conducts training and workshops around the world to enable churches or agencies to prepare 40 to 50 initial stories in an unreached people's language, equipping mother tongue storiers to tell the stories and multiply churches. It also makes audio recordings of the stories for archiving and broad sowing by volunteers. Radio ministries are becoming increasingly involved in supporting oral approaches. FIBA Radio has partnered with other agencies in Central Asia, the Middle East, and North Africa in broadcasting stories. TWR has recently identified orality as one of five top strategic initiatives and joined the One Story Partnership. A Deaf Bible Network has been formed, fostering deaf nationals recording Bible stories in their native sign languages. God's Stories in Sign. Deaf Opportunity Outreach, or DOOR, has four training sites for chronological Bible storying where deaf leaders from over 25 countries have been trained. Global Recordings Network, or GRN, formerly Gospel Recordings, has produced audio and audiovisual Bible-based evangelism and discipling resources in more than 5,500 languages designed specifically for non- and minimally literate people groups. These resources continue to be refined as GRN develops strategic partnerships with other like-minded organizations to reach the unreached oral communicators of the world. This growing engagement is not limited to missions agencies. Local churches are getting involved as well. Larry Johnson is a coordinator among pastors in Ellis County, Texas, a rural county south of Dallas. Johnson attended a training event about oral communicators and how to work effectively with them. There he realized that there were many oral communicators in his county and came to understand how the churches could minister to them more effectively. When he returned to Ellis County, he shared his findings with pastors. They recognized that these are the people they are not reaching through traditional churches, he said. They may be members, but they are not in positions of leadership and are probably on the fringes. Johnson then enlisted pastors, interested educators, church members, and other skilled people to identify worldview values and beliefs among Ellis County oral communicators. They then chose biblical stories to speak to the oral people's view of the world, crafted them, and set about to test them through telling them to sample groups of oral people in the county. They also selected visual materials to use in conjunction with the stories. They have set a goal of planting 700 churches, most of which will meet in homes. While making these preparations, Johnson heard through international missions announcements that leaders in Central America needed churches to partner with them in evangelizing a specific, unreached people group. Today, these local churches in Ellis County have gotten additional training in language and worldview issues and have extended their use of oral strategies to Central America. Johnson comments, "We are now doing overseas among an oral people group what we have been learning to do among our own oral people in Ellis County." Strategies using oral methods, then, are not unproven theories. They have a proven track record, beginning with biblical times and continuing to the present. Under a wide array of situations, among diverse people groups on virtually every continent, oral strategies have demonstrated their effectiveness in evangelism, discipleship, church planting, and leader development. What can an individual do to become a part of this growing engagement in making disciples among oral learners? Here are some practical steps. Any individual listening can learn more about the field of orality and storying by reading the books, visiting the websites, or contacting the agencies listed at oralbible.com. The individual can learn to story passages from the Bible. The individual can identify the nearby oral communicators who are not believers and look for natural opportunities to story the gospel among them and to disciple them with stories. Individuals can share their journey in storying with the local church they are part of and investigate ways of going global like those in Ellis County have done. Conclusions. From the time of the Gutenberg Bible, Christianity has walked on literate feet. Christians have led the literacy movement because of desiring to read the Bible for themselves. Yet Christians increasingly are concerned that hundreds of years have passed without a comprehensive global kingdom advance. In 2,000 years since Christ's Great Commission, only about 10% of all peoples are evangelical followers of Jesus. Effective discipling of oral learners allows them to embrace biblical patterns of Christian life and belief, and utilize communication forms that are familiar within the culture. Of necessity, discipling oral learners involves communicating the unchanging message of Scripture into varied and ever-changing cultures in worldview-sensitive ways. It means discipling in ways designed to avoid creating dependency on the discipler. It means setting the oral disciples free to evangelize, disciple, plant churches, and train leaders in a never-ceasing pattern. Only then will the message be able to reach to the uttermost parts of the earth. With the insights gleaned from research and collaboration, Christians have the opportunity to reach in our generation the billions of unreached people in the world headed to a Christless eternity. Following the example of Jesus' own witness through parables and proverbs, we can communicate the gospel orally in a way that these unreached people can understand, respond to, and reproduce. Let us therefore go forth embracing oral communicators as partners, together making disciples of all peoples to the glory of God.